Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Patriots Monday here on WEEI. It's Jones and Keefe. Pats lose 20-17 in overtime yesterday. Drake May with a phenomenal play at the end of regulation. Mixed bag on the day, I thought, for Drake May. A lot of you disagree. Patriots did not go for two after that play. Decided to go for overtime and just got run all over in overtime like a soft team would.
Yeah, like the opening drive. That opening drive was insane.
The opening drive.
Is Tennessee the greatest offense of all time?
Of the game and the opening drive of overtime, both were just embarrassing for the Pats.
But it was also weird. I mean, credit the Patriots, I guess, for making adjustments. And I don't know what Tennessee was doing. But that first drive, you're like, they're never going to stop them. Like, they're not going to stop them once. They did whatever they wanted.
Nick Vanette looks like Gronk.
Run, pass, yeah. Whatever you want. Yeah, everybody just like, first down, touchdown. And you're like, holy smokes. Like, I thought the Titans were bad. It's like, oh, yeah, no, they are. They are really bad.
It was a brutal game.
But then, yeah, overtime, something clicked in on them again, and they just moved down the field. Yeah, I'm still so bitter that they didn't just go for two. What a moment that could have been. Like, sort of the confidence that it sends to your entire team that, like, hey, we're going for it. And then even if you don't get it, and I know Mayo's like, well, no, you guys would be mad if we didn't get it. But even if you don't get it, I think inside the locker room, they're like,
they believe in us.
We put it on you 2 yards for the game. We're not putting the defense back out there again. The defense got the stop prior to. Mm-hmm. The special teams got the great return. So it would have been a complete team game. You have the final drive. Obviously, the play that everybody's talking about with Drake May finding Stevenson. So you have all of that. And rather than in that moment say, we got this 2 yards to win the game, you say, nope, let's kick the point and see what happens in overtime.
Yeah.
Awful.
So I didn't like that call either. I think you do feel more strongly about it than I do, but I think they should have gone for two. At the end of regulation, you hear Bourne talking about it's the longest play he's ever been a part of.
Yeah.
So it was 12 seconds.
It was
like
11 play.
And change. Drake is scrambling
12
around.
12 seconds, decent time. You get a lot done in 12 seconds.
You see, a lot. Ramondre Stevenson, Keith.
Yeah.
Ran for 51 yards on the play.
Insane.
Just like running around. 51 yards.
That's a lot.
Is what Next Gen had him ticketed for. And so just an unbelievable play, backyard play. And to build off that, you have all the momentum. You go for two there. You can end the game. I'm with you. They should have done it. I know most of you agree. And so let's get to your phone calls on this. 617-779-7937. Sorry, Keith. I'm pulling
the mouse.
The call screen mouse over here.
Now we're lined up.
Yeah. No. Where were they? They were in Foxborough today on a Patriots Monday. Let's go to John in Rhode Island. All fired up. Get us started today, John.
Hey, guys, love the show.
Thank you.
I've been hesitant to criticize Gerard Mayo because he is a new coach. I know he's going to take his lumps. But he called his team soft last week. He made a soft coaching decision yesterday by not going for two. That's when you do it. When the game is in doubt, the team thinks they won, you take their throat and you rip it out of them. And everyone says, like, analytics 48, 46%. I'm a simple man. If you make the two-point conversion, you have 100% chance of winning.
That is true.
Well, John, good stuff. It is a soft move to play for overtime.
Yeah, big time.
It might be the analytically sound decision, but for a guy who's calling his team soft,
yeah,
that is the soft decision.
It used to be the old adage is like you play for the tie at home and you play for to win on the road. Like, and maybe that's been tossed out with all the computers and all the nerds working on it now, but yeah, I just think it was all lined up for you.
That analytics should not be one size fits all, paint by numbers. It shouldn't be that. You're a sucky team playing another sucky team. The wins at the end of the day don't matter for like playoff purposes. Going for the win means more to the locker room and the message it sends. And I've heard others bring this up, Keith. I think it's a good point. I mean, Dan Campbell, Gerard Mayo, you want to be Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell started poorly in Detroit. You referenced
Dan Campbell
all the time. Dan Campbell did go for two a lot.
Yeah.
A lot early on and created a culture in Detroit. And if you're trying to do what Dan Campbell's doing and you're going to reference Dan Campbell, why don't you act like Dan Campbell and do what he would have done at the end of the game, which is, if he had a terrible team, go for the win.
Only excuse I give Mayo in this is he doesn't have
No faith
Ben
in Ben
Johnson.
Bill. Yeah, 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 right.
Dan Campbell has Ben Johnson.
Yeah,
who
I
is
feel
throwing
about,
stuff to the right tackle.
I would feel better about going for two with Ben Johnson.
He's
that's
got like 10 guys that are scoring touchdowns.
But
every
you
week.
Also have Drake May, who just pulled a play out of his ass.
Correct.
That wasn't Alex Van Pelt's play. That was Drake May backyard running around making a play. And you have the best, I think, the best player on the field yesterday, or at least
Drake
most
May,
talented player on the field.
Yeah.
So to me, I absolutely would have gone for it there. And I think it was the right decision to go for it there. And for a guy to call out his team for being soft and then make a soft decision, that is inconsistent, I would say. We'll ask Hunter Henry about this. He joins us about an hour from now on a Patriots Monday. We'll ask Christian Gonzalez about it as well. Always very chatty.
Yeah.
We'll talk to him shortly afternoon. So we'll get some players' thoughts on not going for two. Jerod Mayo clarified the decision kind of earlier today. I still don't really think it was his call. Like, ultimately, he's the head coach. He can overrule whatever he's being told on the headset. I think this is a problem, by the way. I'm not absolving Jerod Mayo.
He doesn't feel strongly enough about it, you think?
Yeah, I just think Jerod just, the numbers are the numbers. And so if Evan Rothstein or Ben McAdoo or whoever says this, I can defend it after the game and say the analytics told me to do it. I can blame somebody else for it. I think it's a problem, by the way. I think it's a problem that Jerod Mayo isn't having a feel for the game and an instinct on it and being a head coach. He's just listening to some dork on his headset. I have a problem with that. I think that's a bad reflection on Mayo. But I think he's being told what to do in his headset, and he just goes along with it.
Yeah, no, that could be. I mean, but he should overrule.
Oh, he absolutely should. If you want, like, again, I'm sure there's an analytics guy in Detroit. Dan Campbell wants to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Jay is in North Carolina. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey guys, look, Drake May knows how to extend the play like Ben Roethlisberger, but that's because he has to, because the offensive line ain't protecting him. And I'll give it.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Disclaimer right now, I think Drake May is going to go and fit in the shoes of Brock Purdy. Not that the Patriots have the lineup that the San Francisco 49ers have. But the thing is, Drake May is the franchise. He is. You've got to protect. Have Kraft shell out for a couple of wide receivers and pass rusher and fix that offensive line. Thanks, guys.
Okay, well,
I hope he's not Brock Purdy. I hope he's Josh Allen.
Yeah, I would like him to be better than Brock Purdy. I like Brock Purdy. I'd like him to be better
Purdy's
than Brock Purdy.
Fine, yeah. But he also, to the caller's point, has all pros at every position. Josh Allen doesn't, and Drake May certainly doesn't. His roster is the pits, and, you know, the offensive line, I think, has gotten better than it was at the beginning of the season. It's by no means a strength. It's by no means good. But they ran the ball yesterday, not counting Drake May, 12 times for 15 yards. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
And Ramondre is good.
And the Titans do have a good run defense, but I would expect more than 15 yards on 12
carries. It was trending the other way. The last 2 weeks, I know they played some good teams, but the last 2 weeks they were giving up more rushing yards or giving up rushing touchdowns and things like that. So it started to come back down to earth a little bit because they started the year pretty good. But that's awful. So you're getting every time you hand the ball off, it's 2nd and 9, 2nd and 10, or whatever it was. And it felt like Alex Van Pelt kept being like, well, maybe they won't see a run coming. It's like, no, they're on it.
Yeah.
They're on it.
Mix and a throw. They're on first down.
Mix and a throw. And then a lot of the throws, you're just having them pop Douglas at like the 1 yard down the field.
Right.
Or like a lateral. Yeah, the play calling is not the most imaginative.
No, it's not. We'll get more into Alex Van Pelt coming up. I do agree big picture. Like, they have a lot of roster moves they got to make. And maybe they can address some of them by the trade deadline tomorrow. Maybe. But I don't think a lot of help is coming in by Tuesday. And that's an off-season discussion. You know, how do they upgrade the offensive line? How do they upgrade the skill position players? I think we all can see they need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, I still needed more yesterday out of Drake May. And here's a text, 37937. Jones, you say that, here you go. Big fan of the show, boys.
Nice.
Nice.
Good start. We'll read it.
But Jones,
yeah,
May accounted for 301 of the 316 total yards yesterday. What else do you want him to do? I would like him to not huck it up in overtime and just give the Titans the game at the
guy's
end.
Guy's trying to make a play. He made a great play. You reward. He did a hell of a job at the end of regulation.
I would like him to not fumble where he's – and I thought that was a careless fumble. I didn't like his first pick either. So look, I'm okay with the guy making plays out there, and I'm going to live with some turnovers, but not ones that end the game and lose them the game. I'm not okay with that kind of turnover, and I'm not okay with three. I'm okay with a turnover here and there. The guy's trying to make a play. You can't be turning it over three times a week, and I know he hasn't been doing that, but he turned it over a bunch in his first start against Houston, and he turned it over a bunch yesterday. And oh, by the way, yes, he did have a big percentage of their yards. Tennessee's also terrible. Like at some point, that needs to be a part of the discussion.
They stopped the run, though. They stopped the running backs,
but
that's
it's like,
for sure.
That is a terrible team. I expect we both had the Patriots on the money line, right?
I did, yeah. Which I'll never do again.
Okay.
Maybe I won't either. I bet them on the money line. Jaguars, Titans.
Win the game, and they lost the game. So, yes, I have a problem with
that. But I don't put wins and losses this season on Drake May because the rest of it's so bad around him. That's fine. I'm telling you, I don't. Because
he's got the ball in his hands at the end of the game.
And he forced overtime, and he could have maybe won the game had they given him a chance from 2 yards out. Instead, they're like, let's give him a full
field. But he had another chance in overtime, and he failed.
Yeah, but Booty, I think, made a bigger mistake than Drake May did on that play.
Okay.
Booty quit on the play. So they could have played one more down at least.
People hear this, and they go, oh, Jones hates Drake May.
I know what you're doing. Drake May's a bum.
I'm just going to evaluate the games as they come. And yesterday was a winnable game, and he made a spectacular play at the end of regulation. Spectacular.
Yeah.
And you're never in overtime without him. I acknowledge all of that. I think he's going to be great. I like what I've seen out of him. But I can't ignore a game-losing turnover in overtime when he had a chance to go tie or win the game.
I still look at it where he's maybe better than I thought he was, and everyone around him might be worse than I thought. And I had a low bar. Like, I went in thinking, like, the receivers aren't good, the line's not good. They're worse. Everyone around him is worse. He has zero help. I'm trying to think of a time when there was a quarterback that was in the league that had so little around him, and that's including coaching. Like, that's all of it. And so, yeah, Tennessee also sucks. You know, you should be able to beat Tennessee, even though they were dogs, right? Like, they were dogs, just like in Jacksonville. I thought they were going to beat Jacksonville. They were also dogs. Yep. So just because you and I think they might win, like, clearly Vegas and the betting public and sort of the national look at the game is, now they're still as bad as the Titans are, Patriots are worse.
Yeah.
And they technically covered the spread, like, if you want to look at it that way. And eventually, I put wins on quarterbacks. Like, eventually, like, Josh Allen and Lamar and Mahomes, like, those guys, yes. But their rookie years, I'm all right. When the team is this bad, I think the good outweighed the bad yesterday for Drake May.
617-779-7937. I don't agree with that. I don't know if the good outweighed the bad. The good play was spectacular. I think he got outplayed by a bum on the other side. And so I like his future, and I love the pick, and he's my favorite quarterback in the draft. I'm not questioning the upside long term. I'm not questioning that you have the guy. I'm just saying yesterday, I think he was a part of the problem. You guys can jump in on the phones. Should the Patriots have gone for two yesterday? Big discussion on the program all day long, and their Patriots problems. They are myriad, as we've illustrated here. Are they a soft team after all? Mayo coaching soft yesterday. The team giving up way too many easy yards to Tennessee. How have they responded? After last week, all the headlines, they rallied for Mayo. They answered for Mayo. They proved they're not a soft team. Yesterday, they may have proved that they are. We'll get to it next.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.